says P's and Q's? My mom. I was hoping you were going to say your mom. Does your mom say P's and Q's? No. Does your mom say P's and Q's? You've never, your mom doesn't say that? Does your mom say that? No.
What?
Exactly. I know. My mom said that. She said, mind your P's and Q's. What does mind your P's and Q's mean? Oh, you're saying your mom says mind your own business?
Well, she says like, she'll just be like, you need to be on your P's and Q's and stop worrying about friends.
Okay, so here it is. You're not going to believe it. It means please and thank you. So, if you're going to be on your P's and Q's, please and thank you, what is that saying? You're going to be on your what?
Best behavior.
You're going to be on your best behavior, and you're going to have a lot of what? Manners. P's and Q's. We only say that in America, and I think it may be a Southern thing. I can't believe y'all haven't heard of P's and Q's. I'll sit down and mind your P's and Q's.
Nope.
Never heard it.
Nope. I'm Southern.
Huh? You're Southern, but you've never heard it. I've heard it my whole life. Mind your P's and Q's. So if that is something that we say, what do you call that expression? You call it a what? It's not an idiom, right? It's not personification. I think that term is a colloquial term. And I think that's what it is. Okay, have a question for you. You know what the question is, right? Wait, I saw no student coming in here. Have you ever heard mind your P's and Q's before? You have. Who said that to you?
My mom.
Your mom? What does your mom mean when she says mind your P's and Q's? You don't know? When she says it to you, what do you do? You try to act better?
Yeah.
She says it to you all the time, but you have no idea what it means. When does she say it to you? When you're doing something wrong?
Yeah.
So do you take it as sit down and be quiet, be still, be good?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
So, P's and Q's means what? You're minding your manners, right? Okay. I'm asking. Did you learn something new?
Yes.